This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We're well into the presidential race. It's only August 1st, and Republican and Democratic national conventions are done about a month sooner than in 2012. So what is going on here, and how are these campaigns going to budget since we're more than 3 months from Election Day? Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Before 1952, the conventions were never as late as July. They were deliberative bodies choosing the nominee, and they weren't on TV. Broadcasting was still in its infancy. David Lublin teaches government at American University. He says the function of the conventions is completely different these days.
The conventions are where both parties kind of give us a week-long infomercial to introduce themselves to the country.
There's no legal reason this year's conventions were so early. Michael Malbin is executive director of the Campaign Finance Institute. He says national party committees can spend money whenever they like.
It was about rules when candidates were taking presidential public financing. Then it made a difference when you officially became the nominee.
That's because if a candidate takes public financing, there are restrictions on how she can deploy that money. Neither of these candidates elected to do that. Malbin says nowadays there are basically three things that parties have to consider when timing the conventions.
Make sure they're late enough so you have a nominee. Make sure they're early enough so the nominee has a chance to run the fall campaign. And make sure you have a television audience.
Neither party wanted to compete with the Summer Olympics, which start on Friday. Former Ambassador Norm Eisen spent 6 years in the Obama administration. He's now a fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says the July conventions mean these campaigns are going to have to stretch out their money and work the fundraising phones even more.
Look, let's face it. With every cycle, presidential elections get more and more expensive, more and more complicated, and more lengthy. The early conventions have stretched the runway some more.
And a lot of people tuned in. Donald Trump's speech on the final night of his convention averaged about 2 million viewers more than Hillary Clinton got on her big night. That being said, Trump's ratings were still 20% lower than Barack Obama's in 2008. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.